What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Stinking Truth.
A year ago at this time, we were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles as what happened? What's wrong here? Something's off. Something feels toxic, you know, a season that held so much promise, and they fell apart in such dramatic fashion that it felt like this was going to be something that was going to be very difficult to rebuild or rebound from. And yet, boy, here they are. So the million-dollar question is, how'd they do it?
Yeah. Well, I think one is that they are so freaking talented that they just let their talent, right? They let their talent shine. And the other thing is, I think that they signed one guy to me who probably unified that locker room to some degree. And that guy is Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is so freaking gifted. He is so gifted. And he is so much fun to watch play. And not only does he run hard, but you've seen his explosiveness. You've seen the way he plays. And it's all awesome. But just, I'll give you off the ball moments. Mm-hmm. It's a 4th-and-5. They get single high safety blitz. Jalen Hurts drops back. Saquon Barkley picks up Frankie Louvu, mano a mano, blocks him. Hurts delivers a beautiful strike down the sideline to A.J. Brown, first down. At that point, it's a close game. That point, it's a close game. The route is on. Okay? Big time play down the sideline, 30-plus yards. Unbelievable dime piece. You know, A.J. Brown, late hands, whoop, catches the ball. Awesome. Okay? That's one. Then there's a 3rd-and-6. 3rd-and-6, they've got a bunch formation, so they're getting, you know, their releases, bam. Devontae Smith across the formation takes a little bit of time. There's Saquon Barkley off the ball again. Absolutely crushes Frankie Louvu in blitz pickup. Allows Jalen Hurts to get the ball off, bam, conversion. Down the sideline it goes, and, you know, the rest is history. They get another touchdown out of that drive. And then it's a quarterback draw called. Guess who the lead back is? Mm-hmm. Quarterback draw. It's our guy, Saquon Barkley. Bam, key block up on linebacker. Jalen Hurts flops around to the outside, gets the edge. A.J. Brown gets a block. touchdown. And then ultimately, Shipley takes one about 70 yards. Who's on the field celebrating him with him like he just broke the run? Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Like that dude, and every locker room has that guy, Mike. It doesn't have to be a superstar. That's why I always say you've got to be careful about who you keep on your roster and who you release, because there are certain guys that are the connectivity pieces in a locker room. There are certain guys, and I've told you this before, it's not segregated is the wrong word, compartmentalized.
Yeah.
Okay. So your position group, you all sit together, right? You all go to the meetings together. You all work on the same part of the field together. I could take any of the team photos I was involved with in the 12 years that I played, and you could lay down each team photo and there'd be two or three guys that I couldn't tell you who they are.
Right.
I couldn't give you a name. I'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that guy. Don't know his name. And ultimately what happens, Mike, is like DBs, for instance, this is always a big thing. Our offensive line set was on one corner of the locker room. The DBs were on the opposite side of the locker room, lockers between you on the opposite side. We all went to a team meeting. We sat in one area. They sat in another area. They were all excused from the team meeting. We put in our offensive installation. They went put in their defensive installation. Then we went out to practice. They practiced on one side of the football field. We practiced on a completely different side of the football field. Like your interaction with those guys sometimes was almost never during the course of a season. And there's always that one or two guys that connect that locker room together. They're a connective piece, and they don't have to be superstars. Sometimes they're your top special teams guy. Sometimes they're just one guy that brings levity to the locker room, whatever the case may be. But I really believe that Saquon Barkley, his attitude, his excitement for the game, and his support of his teammates are the connective glue that holds the Philadelphia Eagles together and have rectified some of the tension or stuff that went on at the end of last year. He was the healing salve. Salve the right word? Yeah. He was the healing ointment that got them back together playing. And again, the way he celebrated Shipley's long run says everything I need to know about Saquon Barkley and what he means to the Philadelphia Eagles.
What did we learn about Jalen Hurts this year? What can he go back at his critics with and say, I prove this?
Well, I know wins are not a quarterback statistic, but he's a big-time winner. And I would tell you that he's an incredibly unselfish quarterback. It's not about numbers, because he could put up numbers. And they got the talent for him to put up numbers. And I go back to a first quarter play, Mike. Devontae Smith in the first quarter had a out that he ran that was like a 20-some-odd yard gain. And it was really cool because they had Devontae Smith, and I want to say it was probably a 2x2 formation, but Devontae Smith on the wide side, and it was A.J. Brown into the boundary. This is early in the first quarter. And the first read is A.J. Brown, and they play what you call cover six, okay? So it's two into the boundary, cover two into the boundary, cover four to the wide side of the field. And all that means is A.J. Brown releases, the corner falls underneath A.J. Brown's route, and the safety gets over the top. So it's an effective double team, a high-low double team on A.J. Brown. So Hurts takes a snap. First initial look as he's dropping back, he looks at A.J. Brown instantly, like recognizes, cover two, I'm off of that. Bam, gets over to the opposite side of the field and throws all the way from the far hash to the sideline, an absolute dime piece in what is one-on-one coverage because you're playing quarter, so the wide receiver is one-on-one with the cornerback, right? And throws a dime piece, Devontae Smith, you'll remember it, toe taps the side. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect throw early in the first quarter. And that, to me, is a guy that completely understands what the route combination is, what the defense is, recognizes instantly that A.J. Brown, my intended target, is being double covered. Let me get back to the backside where I've got one-on-one. And like I said, he throws the ball before Devontae Smith is out of his break. So Devontae's not even looking at it. Mm-hmm. And he puts a perfect dime piece from the far hash. Like, he's proven that he can do it. He just hasn't been asked to do it. Right. And so I come back to this word I used on television today, frequency. The reason he doesn't get the credit he deserves is because they have so many weapons that it would be malfeasance of coaching not to give Saquon Barkley the ball 25 times a game, right? And then you've got Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. Then you've got A.J. Brown. Then you've got Dallas Goedert, who's one of the best tight ends in football that nobody talks about. Right. So you've got all these other weapons, and you've got the best offensive line in football. So for you, you're going, hey, listen, Hurts, we don't need you to be special today. We just need you not to turn the ball over, convert some third downs, both with your feet and your arm, and that's what we're going to ask you to do today. And he's unselfish enough a leader to say, all right, I'm good with that. And I'll go back to Super Bowl 32 that I played in, single-handedly won, the Denver Broncos 31, the Green Bay Packers 24.
By the way, happy birthday. You're just a couple days ago. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't like to brag about it. I was incredible. But anyhow, when we played in that Super Bowl, Mike Shanahan went to John Elway and said, hey, man, do you want to win this game? And John Elway was like, you know, I'm 0-3 in Super Bowls. He's like, duh, of course I want to win this game, right? And he goes, okay, I'm going to tell you, for us to win this game, you're not going to be the MVP. You're not going to be the focal point of this game. And John was like, all right, I'm in. Like, yeah, I don't care, right? And if you look at John's stats, his stats are horrible in that game.
Yep.
They're really bad.
Yep.
But there was a way that we could beat the Green Bay Packers, and it was going to require unselfishness from the quarterback. Go back into that game. Terrell Davis leaves the game with a migraine. He can't see. We need him on a fake. Mike goes, hey, man, can you go in for me? Can you go? And Terrell goes, I can't see. Like, I've got a migraine. I can't see. And Mike goes, I don't need you to see. Do you remember that?
Classic. I don't need you to see.
I don't need you to see. Yeah. I just need you to carry out the fake, because if you're not in there, they're going to buy the fake. So just carry out the fake. We don't need you to see. And John Elway does the fake, goes in for the score, you know, on the quarterback keeper. But he's like, I need you to draw the attention. So it's this unselfishness that we need. And ultimately, that's what Jalen Hurts has done all season long. He's just done what this offense and this football team needs him to do, man. And I literally couldn't be more impressed with Jalen Hurts. And the last thing I'll say, and where I really gained so much value or so much belief in Jalen Hurts, and nobody ever shows it, but I'll go back to that playoff game when he was the starting quarterback of Alabama. Mm. And he's not having a very good game, and Alabama's not doing very well. And he gets benched at halftime. Yep. Now, at the time, he's 25-1 as a starting quarterback of Alabama, or 25-2, whatever it was. And you're going to get benched in a playoff game for a freshman quarterback, right? And that freshman quarterback in Tua comes in, drives him down, and they score a touchdown. And at the time, you're sitting on the bench going, I'm 25-2 or whatever it was. I can't remember the exact record. Mm-hmm. And I just lost my starting job to a freshman who just drove us down, and we've been awful on offense, and scored a touchdown. And ultimately, what you're thinking right there is the quarterback of Alabama, and you know the competition at Alabama, right? You know how loaded your roster is. You're probably thinking, I'm never going to play quarterback here again.
Yep.
And you know who the first guy was running down, celebrating? He celebrated that touchdown like he threw it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
And he went down and celebrated with Tua after being benched. And I would present to you that I think that very few people on the planet would celebrate that moment for your teammate like Jalen Hurts celebrated it. So you can say whatever you want about him. From a character standpoint, that dude can play for me any day of the week.
Again, much more on the Eagles coming up, but for Washington, as we wrap things up for them, I mean, nobody expected this. So was this, even though they got blown out in the NFC Championship game, it stings in the brief moments after, but you got to just look back on this as a wildly successful season where so much good was done.
Yeah,
Dan Quinn changing the culture, identifying your guy in Jaden Daniels. I mean, the future looks bright in D.C.
Everything, Mike. First, you did the hardest part, right? The hardest part, you changed the culture. And a lot of the reason you changed the culture is because you found the guy at quarterback. And now you've got that guy in a rookie contract. You know who has the third most cap space in the National Football League? Washington Commanders.
There you go.
Third most. They've got $91 million in cap space. So you've got the third most cap space. And Dan Quinn even said it to me. Hey, we're not where we need to be talent wise on the defensive side of the ball yet. Like, we've got areas to grow. You got the cap space. You got a rookie on a rookie salary cap, right? Playing quarterback, the most important position. And oh, by the way, you retained all your offensive coaches. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury ain't going anywhere.
Yep.
So like, you're in a beautiful position to not only draft, but to get out there in free agency and plug some of the holes because you've got the money to do it. And you got a rookie quarterback who is a professional freaking football player.
Mm-hmm.
Like that dude, just because I say this all the time, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional. He's a professional freaking football player. That guy's a football junkie. Man, I mean, the future in Washington is incredibly bright. You got to be. I get it. It's disappointing. You lost to the Eagles. Hey, look, you turn the ball over 4 times, and your opponent scores on all four touchdowns on all 4 turnovers. 28 points. You're going to get blown out, 55-23. It's going to happen to you, right? But man, what a season! And they've answered all these questions. And guess what? Going forward, they got all the cap space in the world to address those issues. They've got the draft and they've got their offensive coordinator back and they've got a superstar, budding superstar. And I would put him, come on, right now in the NFC, what quarterbacks would you put over him?
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford. We don't know if he's going to be back. He may retire. Jared Goff.
No. Nope.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is a top 3 quarterback in the NFC right now. Am I wrong?
Right. Absolutely. No. Starting right now. As of right now. Yep. Well, big congratulations. Time. Congratulations to Washington. Congratulations to the Bills. But we move on. Super Bowl 59.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of time to just dig into this one. Eagles, Chiefs, the matchup America didn't want. But you got to get it anyway, and you're still going to watch.
It should be a good one.
It's rematch. The Super Bowl.
Yeah, rematch of Super Bowl 57, which was a classic.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.